At the corner of 4th and Carluck, the gray building formerly known as the Red Roof Inn is home to 46 chronic inebriates. Since it opened in December, two tenants have died, but managers say that's to be expected after the stressful years they've spent on the streets. Melinda Freeman manages Carluck.
Having a place to live transforms lives, and that's what we are here for at Carluck Manor. We're here to help people reconnect with their health and well-being and revitalize their lives.
Carluck tenants are required to pay at least 30% of their income toward their $700 per month rent. Most units are supplemented by subsidies. In addition, all tenants are required to volunteer 4 hours a month cleaning or doing community service. They also get 3 free meals a day in the on-site cafeteria.
So today we're having a corn chowder and ham and cheese sandwiches.
Carluck is run by Rural Cap, a nonprofit that works to improve the lives of low-income people. One of those people is Leona Hawkinson Crow.
This is where we have our dinner, and everybody comes together, and it's always nice to visit with everybody in here.
Before coming to Carluck, Leona was camping out with a group of homeless people beside the Muldoon Fred Meyer. Leona is one of 8 people who have stopped drinking at Carluck, even though it's allowed.
I haven't had a drink since I've been here.
From Kodiak, Leona's high cheekbones and tawny skin hint at her native heritage. She's Aleutic and Scandinavian. 39 of Carluck's 46 residents claim Alaska Native heritage. The average tenant has tried to get sober 19 times before coming to Carluck. And for most of them, it was their drinking that led to their homelessness, including Leona.
Last time I had a home was in Sitka, and it was about 4 years ago. And I was with my husband, and we both fell off the wagon, and I ended up in treatment in Fairbanks, and before I knew it, I was in and out of homes and shelters and treatment centers for the remainder of 3.5 years to follow that.
The rooms aren't much, just a basic studio with a bathroom, more like a dorm room, really. After several years on the streets of Anchorage, though, to Leona, her room at Carluck seems like a miracle.
When I got here, I couldn't believe what I had, and I was very grateful. One, I was off the street, I was in from the cold, I'm able to take a bath or a shower, and I'm able to lock the door. I'm not afraid to go to bed anymore.
Recent studies of Housing First facilities like Carluck show that giving a street alcoholic a home can cut costs. One new study out of Seattle shows that tenants actually reduce their drinking. Susan Collins is a researcher with the University of Washington Harborview. She published the study in the January issue of the peer-reviewed American Journal of Public Health. She and her team tracked tenants' drinking for the study over 2 years to test something she calls the enabling hypothesis.
That's the widely held assumption that allowing alcohol-dependent individuals access to alcohol and not insisting upon 100% abstinence will enable people to drink more and more, and their drinking will eventually spiral out of control.
Collins did her study on a 75-unit Housing First facility in downtown Seattle, where tenants are allowed to drink in their apartments. What she found was a 35% reduction in heavy drinking. A handful of people even quit drinking altogether.
I think the take-home point is that our findings really show that chronically homeless people with alcohol problems are human beings who are very capable of making positive changes in their lives if they're given the same chance as the rest of us, and getting that chance really starts with having a home.
The University of Alaska Anchorage Institute for Circumpolar Health will be conducting their own study of Carluck Manor over the next 2 years, with funding from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Back at Carluck Manor, Leona says having a home again is helping her get focused on something other than drinking. She's getting in touch with her native heritage through crafts.
And these are what you call spirit pouches. This is made out of cedar and sinew, this one here, and you wear this as a necklace. To me, it makes you feel special.
She says it's important to be emotionally and spiritually fit to make the pouches, and now that she's getting sober, she hopes she'll be making a whole lot more of them. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.